Iran marks the 29th anniversary of the downing of its passenger plane by U.S. Navy-guided missile cruiser in Persian Gulf waters. All the 290 people on board the civilian airliner, including 66 children, were killed in the attack. Iran has demanded that those responsible be held accountable for the crime. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani slams policies of threat and isolation, calling them clear mistakes in today's international relations. He urged all countries to join hands in combating international issues, including environmental problems and terrorism. Rouhani made the comments during the International Conference on Combating Sand and Dust Storms in Tehran. Iraqi troops are in the final stages of an assault to drive Daesh terrorists from their remaining hideouts in West Mosul. They say some 300 terrorists still remain in Mosul's old city, who are using civilians as human shields. Thousands of residents are trapped in the area with little food supplies. German police say that 17 are feared dead after a tour bus burst into flames following a collision with a trailer truck in the Bavaria region. More than 30 others have also been wounded in the incident. Helicopters and ambulances have rushed to the scene to rescue the injured. Bulgarians have staged a rally in Asenovgrad to protest against the so-called Roma aggression. The city has been the scene of daily protests after 9 Roma men were arrested and charged with hooliganism on Wednesday. They'd clashed with youths from a rowing club. The 9 detainees have pleaded not guilty. Chinese media say that President Xi Jinping has told his American counterpart that bilateral relations were affected by some negative factors. According to CCTV, she urged Donald Trump in a phone call to uphold the One China principle regarding Taiwan. The comments came after Trump approved a U.S. arms deal with Taiwan. Venezuela has raised the minimum wage by 50% in an attempt to fight the high inflation. President Nicolas Maduro says his government will fight those who are behind the country's economic crisis. This is the third time the government raises the minimum wage in 2017. Sudanese doctors warn about a cholera outbreak in the country, urging the government to declare a state of emergency. They say some 700 deaths have been recorded over the past 2 weeks, which were most likely caused by cholera. The first cases were reportedly found in the country's refugee camps.